001 Thursday night. Okay, Chayvus Halvav is Perek Vav Sharaknia. The third shear in Perek Vav, Teish Reish Dalid. The Haravi, the fourth thing, the Chayvus Halvav is enumerating the actions of a Baal Kniya, how a Baal Kniya would act. Perek He was things to contemplate and to think about in order to reach that madrega. Perek Vav is the hanhagas of someone who's nichna. So we're up to Haravi, the fourth, on page Reish Dalet. Now the fourth might sound somewhat similar to the third in that there's a concentration in not taking offense when people do something to you, in accepting it, being dan dem lekaf schus, not speaking badly of people, being mochel them when they do something to you, but they're coming from different angles. In the third midah, we'll call it, it was coming from savlonus. An onov will be a savlon. Since an onov or a nichna doesn't feel entitled, so he's a savlon, he's sovel. If things don't go his way, he's a, as we said, nelovim ve'inam olvim, shomim cherposim ve'inam mishivim. He accepts it. He doesn't lash back and fight back. He has that midav savlonus mechem bi yisurin. Maybe he thinks he's getting an onesh for something he did. Maybe he thinks he's getting a kapara and it's worthwhile. So he can handle things. An onav will handle what comes his way, even if it's not so pleasant, even if it's not so gishmak. The fourth midah, in which he also talks about handling what people do to you and being mochel them, and being mochel them, really accepting what people do to you, it's coming poshet out benod machaveiro. The ravi page reish dalid asiyas hachesed ben bnei adam, the onav who doesn't see himself as superior to other people, so he will make a point of doing chesed. He'll make a point of the ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Someone else's money, someone else is as chashuv to him as his money. Someone else's kavod is as chashuv to him as his kavod. Someone else's self-respect and dignity, it's all chashuv to him. So someone else's concerns, when you don't feel superior to other people, so this is the hanhag of a nonov. He will look to do chesed. He will want to help someone else. So from that perspective of Asiyas Chesed, of working on Benodu Machaveiro, so that's where he's coming from. So the third midah was that an onov will be a savlon, will have patience, and will be able to be sovel things. In the fourth midah, he's saying the onov will perform Benodu Machaveiro, uladaber aleim tov, he'll look at the He'll be melamed zchus on people. He'll speak well of them. Won't be cynical. Won't always look for the bad side of people. The Lord knows him l'schus. He'll be dandam b'kav zchus. Ulehimona. He'll refrain meladaber hamer chilos v'loshen hara. He's not a self-centered person. So it's not. He'll go along. Lo sisnas achikah below decha. My dialog soni lachavera lo yisavet. The Yimchol, he'll be Mochelim, Dibru, Rechilos, Lashon Hara, Negdo, all in his Benodim Lachaveiro mode. So he'll be Moichel them, even if they don't deserve it. Ka'omro, the Pasuk says, Gam b'ma'adoach, or even in privacy, Melech al Tekalel, it's even a wicked Melech. It's not a good midah for yourself. You should only speak harshly of people if they Rishoyim, if they technical, if they Rishoyim, if they whatever the Chofetz Chaim would approve of, that's when you should speak it also. When there's a very clear and specific purpose. The Omar Picha Shalach the Barah, Teshe B'Yachicha Sadaber, you'll talk against your own brother, B'Menem Chatitain Dofi, this is someone who's not a nonav. Uvamechilos harechilos, and we find specifically that link by the Onov Mikol Adam, because Omar Akosav Atadaber Miriam Aaron B'Moshe, they spoke against Moshe. Omar Varish Moshe Onov Ma'od. So, as we said last week, one interpretation of the puzzle could be that what they said about him really had no basis. They sort of accused him almost of having an element of gaiva, and that's why he felt Hashem could speak to him. And Hashem said it's not the case. It's just b'metzias. Hashem will speak to him at any time, so he always has to be tor. So he had to be porish mina isha. But the pasuk's mayad ish moshe onav ma'od, so you could see it as like the Torah answering back their implied criticism. But Chagavavus learns that Moshe onav ma'od, and he was meichel then. So it wasn't even that terrible a sin of lashon hara. He was immediately meichel them, or at least when he found out. Umizeh odiber achacham, gam l'chol advar, and Shlomo HaMelech refers to this midah also when he says, gam l'chol advar m'sheh yadar beiru, when people speak against you, al titen libecha, don't let it concern you so much, asher lo sishma asad l'chol mekal alecha, don't try to find out what people are saying about you, and you're going to eavesdrop, and you're going to have people reporting to you what others are saying about you, and then you'll get all excited, because people never say about you what you think they should. Kigam Pamim Rabos, and then Shlomo Melech fears Zois with a very practical, a very, very practical, down-to-earth way of looking at it. Kigam Pamim Rabos Yodali Becha Shegam Atok Hilalto Acheirim. So people talk about you like you talk about others. And they criticize you like criticize. What are you going to go find out? And then your blood pressure is going to get raised. Bimochel. So again, from the perspective of Bin Adam L'Chaveiro, let people, it's one of the kindlinesses you can do for people, is to be mochel when they sin against you. There was an Atziris Geshomim, and Reb Eliezer went and he davened the 24 brachas at a certain stage of the Atziris Geshomim, he raised her tainus, and he ate brachas to the Shmona Esrei below none, and he wasn't answered. And Yorad Rabbi Akiva v'Omer Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech Ala Ato Avinu Malkeinu Rachim Aleinu v'Nano, and it started raining. Yotzu Basko v'Omer, Lo Shazeh Godol Mizeh, Ela Shazeh Mavra Al Midosov, V'Zeh Einu Mavra Al Midosov. So we're going to talk, let's look at the Gemara in and of itself. So it means lo shezeh gadol mizeh. It means that. So what does that mean? I mean, if he wasn't mavra al midosav, right? So it is a gadol mizeh. So the simplest explanation that I've seen is that Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and they taka chose a different avoda in life, right? Not always, not every person's avodah is the same. And sometimes what Beis Shammai represented, a certain sense of midas hadin, a certain yikav adinis hahor type personality, so it didn't leave room for mavar al midosov. And that's a derech avodah that was chosen. Just like a person can choose to concentrate on davening at the expense of learning as a life's task, I'm talking. A person can choose to focus on learning, davening. A person can choose to do chesed, to be an askin, to be a pesach and tzibur. There's a lot of things a person can choose to do, right? So the Torah demands a certain minimum behavior. No one's going to choose to do something and not say kriyashma, not be kaveya itim l'Torah. A certain minimum behavior demanded of everyone. I guess either Rabbi Eliezer was indeed certainly Mavar al Midosov when the situation demanded it, and the Lashon of the Baskol means he didn't make his life's work Mavar al Midosov. So that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Okay, that's the pshat. What happened here? Bnei Yisrael obviously didn't deserve rain. So Rabbi Eliezer, with the Yikav Adinah Sahara personality, his tefillos were not manna. Rabbi Akiva, who made his life's work to a degree Mavar al Midosov, so he was not, he could summon up that Midas HaRachamim in Shemayim. The question that occurred to me is, according to the way I understand the difference between the third and the fourth Midah, right, we said the third and fourth Midah sounds suspiciously the same. He's talking about people wronging you and your Moichel, your Mevater. You don't make an issue of it. So I just said today that the third is from the perspective of the Midah of Savlanus, and the fourth is from the perspective of Ben Adam HaChaveiro. But if he brings down the story of Rabbi Eliezer here, the story of Rabbi Eliezer Lachara belongs more in the third Midah, where it's called the Mavar al Midosav. He himself, at the end of the third, maybe you have to say Lav Davka, at the end of the third Midah, he himself brought down the Mavar al Midosav in him. So, so why did he bring that again here? There must be some, there certainly is a difference between the fourth and the third Midah. So you have to say something like that that's coming from a different perspective. But here he brings down Mavar al Midosav. Unless you say also he demanded Midas Chesed, that's the focus. I don't know. It's a little strange to me that I didn't see anybody ask it, that the Chavit HaLubav has brought down the story here and not in three. Unless you say a whole new interpretation, the difference between the third Midah and the fourth Midah. Then the third Midah maybe, what I said today, I hold as emes. I have a kasha from this story. No. My Rosh Yeshiva told me it's an Akasha Shtarmanist. I'm convinced that the difference between the third and fourth Midah is that, what I said today. But you could learn that the third Midah is a more direct Anova, the way the Chavis Halvavus interprets Anova, that it's vis-a-vis your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the being Mochel, people that wronged you in Midah 3, is almost like an afterthought. It's Mela, you'll do that, but the main Midah was to do things that are even not rotzi to him, Laman Hashem, right? That's what he said. Maybe that was the main focus of the third thing. While the fourth Midah is the action itself, being told, being meitiv. Not sure. Listen to this next story. He passed a carcass of a dog, stunk, which is what we're about to learn, that you shouldn't use that word. Right? Omran Ochochan and Talmidim, so the Talmidim were with him, and they said, that's how they talk. They said, it stinks. So he said, Amalem Kamal Avonim Shinel. Look what white teeth it's had. He praised a certain attribute of beauty that was in the Nevelos Kelev. He found something to praise. That's the point. Nichlamu Talmidev Asha Omer Bodover Maguna. So they saw that they had done something wrong, they realized. The Imra Dibur Hagnus Al Nivlas Kelev. If you don't follow the rule, if you have nothing good to say about someone, don't say anything at all. If they have nothing good to say about the Nevela, so they should have kept quiet. But the talking Gnus al Nevela should teach you Koshkein Bodem Chai. V'imroi lahal al Nivlas Kelev Meloven Shineho Hevi Behesom Lekach. So it would go hand in hand. Chove lahal al Esa'odom Shumevin Umaskil. Certainly Rabbi Eliezer, the Echad HaTzadikim, only meant to give this Talmid the Musar. He didn't, there's not no inyan to praise the dog's carcass. He wanted to show them that everything has a positive side, that it inculcates your own midos to relate to the positive and not to the negative. So he showed them by this extreme case where they said, oh, that's with the story with the Niblis Keller. So first of all, you have very behesem lekach chayv lahalal es adam shumeven umaskil. So first of all, it brings out that point, the significance and the significance of a man, of a tzelem elokim, of a person. So if he felt it inappropriate to criticize the nevela of the caliph, he felt that inappropriate, so koshkin with another, Rabbi says. You should feel that Adam is chashuv, is significant, has significance. So Vimroy Lahal Nivlas Kella below bin Chineo have behesum the kachoy bilhalis Adam, shu may be no maskil. Beloinus kabanelohichicham to give them musa shalayar gilu lishonum adibri gnus. Not to always take a cynical, jaundiced view of things and always talk the bad. Unfortunately, it could become, it's habit forming. Then you know. Then they'll have a positive teva. It'll come out. The point isn't the kelev, and the point isn't the nevela, and the point isn't the loiv and shinayim, and the point isn't this. It's in you. That's all. It would have been good practice. It was good practice. So he showed them, look what you can do. You could take this disgusting bria, and you can make it into a positive experience where you see something of beauty and you're nehenna from it. So that's what he was teaching them to do. He didn't say kal v'chomer adam in that part.
It's the same as what? Lashon hara on a guy. Is there an
issur to say lashon hara on a guy? No.
No, but it's not from here.
So it would be this. It would be this. Why do you have to talk against anybody for? So again, unless there's a purpose, unless it fits all with the gedarim of what, maybe it could be more makil since it's not technically an isser. I'm not saying you need dafka all the. All right, so that was the limud. Ka'amra lo rogal al lashono lo asal ra. So rogal is a lashon rechilus, right? That's what Rashi says, but it could also mean from the word rogil. And that's what the Chavis Alfavis' point is. He didn't make his Lashon Rogil to talk bad. Vomar Behevcho, and it's opposite. Havos Tachshav Lashonecha, that's bad. Your Lashon thinks, it talks. Kasar Malutosh, like a sharpened sword. Oisei Ramiya, a dagger maybe. Avtachu Verevola Lashon Mirma, you love it. Because it's a Regilus. You have to break out of the Regilus of being cynical, of seeing the bad side in things, of always questioning people's motives, of seeing the bad side of things. Talk positive. That's the lesson he was teaching them. So what does it have to be with an onav? Because it has to do with your whole mindset. The onav's mindset is positive, is optimistic, sees the good in people, has something good to say about everybody. Some people like to say bad. Some people like to say, guess who died? I don't know. Guess who died? That's the Gemara Psachim. I think Gemara Psachim, he said, is your father alive? She said, my mother's alive. This is all Lashon Nekiyah. This is the beginning of Psachim. Because it's a mindset. So the honor will have the right mindset. Okay, so that was the fourth midah, how an honor will act. It's not so clear. I think the ikar nekuda is the first few words, the Asiyas Chesed Ben Adam Lachaveiro, talking about them good, not being cynical, and then he went off like on a tangent, the shtickle, and said that this is not a good midah, it's not a manifestation of a good midah to talk bad about anything, even if no one's being harmed by it, and it's a disgusting thing. But the ikkah is going to be the hergel of your lashon. So if you want to act like a nonav and stop talking about people, you have to get into the habit of not talking about people. Once you're in the habit of not talking about people, you say, what am I going to talk about? Like, the whole Shabbos meal, what am I going to talk about? So you have to come up with etzus. Talk good. You can talk about people. Say, kama lovon shineo. You have to say it about Rishoyim. You certainly don't have to, but to be honest, if the person said it about a dog, and the Kavis Halavas' point is that that gets you into the right regilus, so maybe it's not a good idea to talk badly of anyone. Even Rishoyim. Talking badly means to, you know, to criticize and to make fun of. And even though there is a mitzvah to merely make fun of Rishoyim, so I guess it's always a judgment call. If you feel people are going to stay away from the Russia because of it, well, they won't fall into his trap. So then you...
Isn't it
okay, that has its own set of rules. And it really is, don't be overly effusive about someone, because there's someone that's bound to say, oh yeah, like... The point is that the onov, and the truth is, you know, I'm thinking, I'm just going to say the name again. I said in Mishnah Berurah here, I don't know why he's in my mind these days so much, of Shiskel's himself, the Moshe's son-in-law. real tzaddik. So, you know, you think of an onov, and he was always very cheerful, you know. And this is a person that, like, was a tzaddik, but he was so, really was Uruv Mabrios, and was so friendly. And you see these midas, he always had a kind word to say about anybody. You would never hurt him. He would never criticize anybody. You wouldn't hear him criticize Rishon either, or criticize the mayor. You know, the mayor didn't make sure that the snow was taken away. You know. And we all, you know, we people talk, even if they're not even there from Lashon Hara, technically, because the guys are not Bikiris. But most of the, you know, we're dealing with the Shalom, we're not Bikiris, so you're allowed to talk Lashon Hara anymore. So you're allowed to. So we end up talking, and we say, you know, he went in garbage, he takes bribes, he just worries about getting elected. And you know, so you're going to ask me now, is it really wrong to say those things? We're not talking here about right and wrong. Chavis Halavas in this chapter is not writing a Shulchan Aruch. He's describing the hanhagas of an onav. One of the hanhagas of an onav is to not talk badly. It's not good for his soul. It's not a good midah. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to do. If you have a purpose, then certainly, if you have a purpose in Avodas Hashem, which can come up, if you have a, let's say there's an election, I don't know, if you're not going to talk badly of the Rishon, that'll be. So technically, there's no issur. Okay, I think everyone understands the Chavis Halavas' point. If you can think of anovim that you know, people who are really humble, you'll think and you'll see that indeed they're not cynical and they don't criticize, they don't make fun of, they're very, very positive outlooks. That's what we should aspire to. Hachamishi, let's move on. The Hachamishi is really a tremendous chiddush, tremendous... it's a good limud for midos. It's not so clear what he means in Chamishi. He's saying the onov will be masudar. The onov will be well thought out, won't barge into things, won't do wild things, won't do thoughtless things, won't, go from... The onov is settled. He's orderly, he's consistent, he's dignified, he's calm, he's quiet. And does he mean dafka olam hazeh as opposed to mitzvahs? Really will depend on how you understand this paragraph. What exactly he's describing is the... If it's what I just said, then he doesn't mean olam hazeh as opposed to inyani mitzvahs. Certainly in mitzvahs also, you should approach it in a calm, dignified, orderly, well thought out way. But if I could see it's possible to learn this paragraph that the point is you should be like sort of a mistopic bemuot type personality. Don't get excited. You don't have to do everything and see everything and go everywhere. And so that would be only in Yoni Olam HaZeh. But in Yoni Olam HaBoy, you should have as much aspirations as you wish. Anyway, the borough. Outward appearances of Betocho, Udvorov, Umaisov, Utnuos, Eivorov, even the way he walks, the way he talks, the way he walks, the way he motions, you can see a Balgaim a mile away, you know. Veloye Tocha Sosa Bezez Boro, is to be consistent, Velo Matspuno as Neglehu. Eliyeh Betnuosov, in all of his actions, we're talking about all of walking, he's talking about. And he shakul, weighed, considered, mu'uzan, v'shaveh, v'mesuam. There you go. Sounds funny. Like, what does that do with a nova? Like, you know, you could set your watch to his, he goes to shul every morning at 7:22 and a half. You can set your watch to it. That's really what he's saying. He's not in the behola. Not like, you know, always late, running, you know, he's always about to miss the bus. Why? What does it have to do? Maybe we should just learn the paragraph and then think about it. I think, I'll say it. Because he treats everything with respect. So everything is a cheshbon, everything. Like alti bozlo chaldover, alti mafligo chaladam. He doesn't. So he considers everything. He takes everything into account. And he figures out what to do. I don't know. He says elihei b'tnuosof shokul weighed out ma'uzon v'shavim m'suam noe kifi aknia v'anovel l'shem yusaleh. And he treats people with dignity and respect. The Hesem L'Shinim Alaseyem, of course, he has to calibrate it according. He's not going to treat a huge Talmud Chacham the same with the same kavanah that he's going to treat the guy in the street. But taking that into account, he'll give them. He'll meet out M-E-T-E. He'll meet out the kavanah that is appropriate for them. V'amru kadmonenu hafeshfal ruach lefnei kol adam. He'll figure out all of his inyanim b'mishpat. He'll see what should be given more importance, what should be given less importance. B'fnei kol adam, in front of everybody, you should exhibit shval ruach. Meaning, give them the respect that they deserve. I don't know, some people might read this paragraph that's the whole point of this paragraph. To treat others in a measured way, giving them kabod, and then he begins, but that's always measured l'fi der maila. Maybe, is that the nakuda of the fifth thing? I don't know. I saw in the fifth thing the nakuda being the calmness, the dignity, the consistency. He's doesn't do it, crazy things, unusual things. What? Equanimity. Yeah, that's what I think the main point of the paragraph is. Then he says, And Mamela, he'll, everything's measured. So when he deals with people, he'll give each person the cover that that person deserves. Right? He's not like a Vilder guy. It's, okay, we'll stop here. Sorry. I don't know how to close it, Matt. It's still going. 36, 37. I'm pressing down on this button.
Just press it once.
Oh, that's right. That way, other.